Do you know the potential power in the name of Jesus? Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for another week of Foundations of Faith broadcasts from the archives of Kenneth Copeland Ministries on the authority of the name.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and today on this broadcast, we are going back to the basics, and we are going to target our faith on the authority of the believer. We're going to show a timeless teaching by my grandfather, Brother Copeland, from 1989, and this is going to stir your faith to believe God for bigger and greater things. And whatever breakthrough you need in your life, pay attention to this broadcast today as Brother Copeland lays this foundation for our covenant with God.
Today, we're going to get into some very, very special things in our study concerning the name of Jesus. And I want you to pray with me right now, and let's believe God together, not only for revelation of what God is saying to us today from His Word, but for your needs to be met. Praise God, you can be receiving from God all the way through this broadcast and get into the mode and movement of receiving from Him. And by the time this thing's over with, well, praise God, you can be well on your way to total victory in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank You for this broadcast today, and we praise You for it. I pray for the audience, everybody in the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, and I thank You, Lord, for Your power in Your name. And we receive revelation of it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bibles again today to the third chapter of the book of Acts. And we'll start reading here with the very first verse. Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they'd laid daily at the gate. Now, this man never had walked in his life. From his mother's womb, he'd never taken a step. That's an important factor in this miracle. You want to remember that. He was laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them which entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And of course, you know the rest of the story. He took the man by the hand, pulled him up, and the man leaped, and he walked, and he praised God. Now, he learned how to walk instantly. Isn't that great? Praise God. Now, listen to this. Everybody around there, everybody was headed into the temple. It was the hour of prayer. It was time for everybody locally to come into that temple. And they were all coming in, and they all knew this guy. I mean, he was there every day. It's interesting to note that he had been there all through the ministry of Jesus. Jesus preached right there in that same spot. He said, "Well, I wonder how come he didn't get healed while Jesus was preaching." Well, it's obvious that he didn't believe he received. That's the reason he didn't get anything. And the lame man which was healed held Peter and John. All the people ran together unto them in the porch that's called Solomon, greatly wondering. They wondered about this. There's a lot of different wonderment going on as they saw this man raised up in front of him. Now, that question, and you're wondering, why didn't he get healed when Jesus was there? Well, this points out the fact that the name of Jesus, the name of the resurrected Lord of glory, can do anything that Jesus can do. You can't separate somebody in their name. A man's name can't have one authority and the man have something else. "Well, that man or a fine man." Yes, he is. Is his word good? Oh, yes, his word's good. Well, what about his name? Well, I don't know anything about his name. I don't know whether his name's good or not. No. You can't separate a man and his name. If the man's good, then his name is good, and his name has the same authority as the man. The man's name can do whatever the man can do, even if the man is not personally present. Now, when I was young, I could go into my dad's bank and I'd say, I tried it. I tried it one time because I wanted to buy a motorcycle, and I went down there and tried to borrow the money. And I didn't say anything to my mother and daddy about it. I didn't figure they'd let me have it. I went down, you know, I'll tell you some of those stupid things kids do. But I got down there and found out they wasn't going to loan me money enough to buy a motorcycle. But you know what they asked me? They said, have you talked to your daddy about this? And I mumbled around about it. And they said, well, you know, now if your daddy wants to come in, if you get permission from your dad, or in other words, if you do this in your daddy's name, we'll give you the money. If we do it in your name, we ain't going to give it to you. Now, see, my dad could have called that bank and been 1,000 miles away and called the president of that bank that was a good friend of my dad's. He could have called him and said, go ahead and put that note in my name. Go ahead and give it to him. Put it in my name, which he did not do, by the way. But go ahead and put it in my name. They would have given me the money, even if my daddy had been a long ways away. Why? Because my dad's name was good in that bank. Now, this is a vital revelation and is of vital importance to every believer, every person. I'm going to say something here right now. I hope you understand. If you don't now, you will as we get on into this later on. This is a vital piece of knowledge for anybody that's trying to get through to God, anybody that has any heart for God. You need to make sure of the name in which you are approaching God. If you approach God in the name of anybody but Jesus, you don't have the covenant of blood to stand on to get through to God. It isn't that God doesn't love you. It just happens to be that that's the way it's set up. That was the only name under heaven by which men can be delivered from the authority of the devil. Now, there are a lot of people that have tried. A lot of people have tried to get to God in the name of Buddha. A lot of people have attempted to get to God in the name of the emperor. People have tried to get to God in the name of Muhammad. People have tried to get to God in the name of some preacher. God, you know, Brother Copeland preached this, or Brother Copeland. Man, don't try to get there in my name, dear Lord. Woo, I proved that won't work. Amen. Don't try to go in your name. Don't go to God and say, oh, God, you know I'm the best church member down there at that church. Oh, God, I haven't missed a service in 35 years. I know you ought to heal me. Hey, I want to tell you something. You are way out of line. God loves you. But He cannot, not will not, cannot move in your name or mine or anybody else's. He'll move in the name of Jesus. And in this study, we want to find out why. It's good to know that, but it's not good enough just to know that. We need to know why. Now, let's finish reading this one. Peter saw this situation and saw all that wonderment that they were involved in. Then he began to preach, and he preached the word. And then notice in the 16th verse, if you have your Bible there, and he told in the 16th verse what happened when they walked through that beautiful gate. And he said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, they caught hold of the man and raised him up. His name, through faith in His name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. The faith which is by Him, or by Jesus, hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. I won't let that soak in a little bit. Now get a hold of that. Now, faith in the name. He didn't just say it was the name of Jesus that made this man strong. He said, faith in the name did it. Now, there's power in the name. But it's our faith connection that releases that power. We're talking about in the realm of the spirit. That's where the problems are anyway. That's where sin, sickness, demons, and fear, that's where they operate, is in the spiritual realm, in the unseen realm. And our faith released in that realm is the authority release in the name of Jesus. Now, the way you can prove that out, if it was just the name itself, then every man that ever blasphemed in that name would have moved something. He would have changed something because he's damning things in the name of Jesus. You know, people blaspheme it. You know, that ought to be something right there that would tell you something about the authority and the power in the name of Jesus. You never heard anybody cuss in the name of Buddha or Muhammad or any of the Hindu gods or something like that. That ought to tell you right there where Satan's fear is. Amen. It's God's name that he tries to invoke in a way that will keep it from working against him. People use God's name in vain by saying for God to damn a thing or another, because God's not the dammer. Jesus is not the dammer. Christ is not the dammer. And people use those names in a blasphemous way, but if it was just the name itself, then whatever was damned would have been affected, you see, by that the name itself. And we know that's not true. Now, not that it isn't affected in some way or another. It is affected by the curse. Men affect their own lives by the curses they release with their mouth, but it was not the name of Jesus or the name of God that did it. Our faith in that name, however, releases the power and authority in that name. Now, there was a group of exorcists that came to a demon-possessed guy, and they said, "In the name of the Jesus that Paul preacheth." See, they didn't have any faith in that name. And actually, not being born again, they didn't have any right to use that name. It's when you receive that name, as you receive Jesus, you receive the authority to use his name. I mean, you know, there could be a lot of women decide that they're going to use the name of John Rockefeller. Well, you can decide that if you want to, sweetheart, but it might get you into a heap of trouble because you don't have any right to use that name unless you're married to him or unless you're his daughter. Amen? I mean, somebody on the street can't just decide I'm Mrs. John D. Rockefeller. There ain't no way. No, that'd be fraud, wouldn't it? Well, when that man came up there and said, "In the name of the Jesus that Paul preaches," it was fraudulent. They didn't have any faith in that name. They were just trying to get something to happen. And when they said that, that devil that was in that old boy rose up and said, "I know Paul and I know Jesus. Who are you?" Say, "Well, Brother Copeland, I mean, that's the way the devil does me." Well, he's doing you that way because you let him. You have a right to that name if you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life because you're part of his bride. Hallelujah. You have come together with him in covenant, in the blood covenant called the New Testament. And you have right to have faith in that name. "Yeah, I know, brother, but, you know, I'm not a preacher. I'm not an apostle. And you know, go on." Well, Peter knew that, and by the Holy Ghost, he knew that that is going to come up. He said his name through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. The faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Now, go over to the fourth chapter and look at the eighth verse. "Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, saith unto them." Now, here, he's not just explaining what happened here. He's prophesying. And I believe with all my heart, the Spirit of God is putting forth a prophetic word to protect the body of Christ from a lie that the devil was going to come up with and said, all this passed away with the apostles. You can't have this unless you're an apostle. You can't do this unless you're a preacher. You can't have this and that. Nah, nah, nah. And this is passed away and that's passed away. Now listen to what the Holy Ghost said. Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people of Israel, if we be examined this day, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. He said it was the name of Jesus that made this man strong. Now the 12th verse, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Given among men. Praise God. Now get a hold of that. That name has been given among men. It's not just reserved for the apostle. In fact, the apostle Peter said, it's not by our holiness that this man is made strong. It was his name through faith in his name that he was made strong. It didn't happen because I'm an apostle. It didn't happen because of some time dispensation or something. No. In fact, how did Peter know about that? How did he know about the name? How did he know to use that name? Well, the last thing that Jesus said right in the midst of that whole group, he appeared to them and upbraided them. We read that last week on the broadcast here. He upbraided them and said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And in my name cast out the devil. Amen. Well, we know that is the great commission of the church. Amen. I mean, that's not just for apostles. That's not just for preachers. The Bible said in the book of Acts that not just the apostles, but the whole body, the whole church was scattered and they all went everywhere preaching. Praise God. Every born-again child of God is called to preach. Now, I didn't say they were called into the ministry of being an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher, or so forth. But he is and she is called to preach, to proclaim in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus resurrected. Every child of God has the right, the authority, and the commandment to use and believe on the name of his son Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God for that name. I mean, I never will forget when I first realized that this whole spiritual realm, the whole atmosphere that we live in, all this unseen realm is just full of spiritual beings. I mean, literally full. There are myriads of principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world and wicked spirits in heavenly places. And the more lax that the church has become in any nation, then the greater the invasion of spiritual forces. And we find out in the last days that there are spirit beings, fallen devils and demons and so forth and so on, that be released, that have been held in chains of darkness and be released. And I know with all my heart. This is what we're seeing in the drug realm. This is what we're seeing in this whole area, particularly in the United States, because we've voted God out of our schools and all that kind of thing. And we find record of that in the book of Romans, and the Bible said they were turned over to a reprobate mind. Well, that's what happened in the Senate and in the House of Representatives, Congress and so forth, where people voted God out. I heard on a documentary last night, I was watching on a biography of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and they played a recording of the prayer he prayed just before the United States forces made the invasion of Europe. And he said, Almighty God, We pray for the preservation of this republic, and we pray for preservation of our free way of life, and we pray for preservation of our religion. And I thought, dear God, I wonder how far the president could get with praying a prayer like that today. Well, I thank God that there's a lot of that that's returning because people are praying in the name of Jesus and backing the devil up and backing the forces of darkness up with that name. But look at what religion and religious ideas, man-made religion, I'll put it that way, that has sown into the midst of the church to pray for Jesus' sake, to pray in a lot of different ways instead of in the name of Jesus. And using the word Christ for His name. Christ is not His name. He is the Christ. He is the Anointed. Christ means the same thing as the word Messiah. Christ is a Greek word. Messiah is a Hebrew word. Anointing is an English word. And it is Jesus, the Anointed One, the one Anointed of God. God went with Him, anointing Him with the Holy Ghost and with power. Hallelujah. Well, so I realized years ago that name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus, a surging faith in the name of Jesus will drive every principality and every power, every ruler of darkness of this world will drive them back. Praise God. It is that name and faith in that name. It is the blood of Jesus and faith in that blood. It is the Word of God and faith in that Word in the name of Jesus that causes demons to tremble. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
God created you in His image, full of faith, power, and authority to live in victory and change the world around you for Him. In the Your Authority in Jesus package, Kenneth Copeland gives you the answers you need to walk daily in the authority Jesus has provided. The Authority of the Believer, a foundational teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, shows you how authority was given at creation, lost through disobedience, and regained through the victory of Jesus at the cross. He did it all for you. The companion study guide has outlines, study focus and declarations, questions, and a place to take notes while you listen. Combine God's Word with your authority and walk in the good works God intended for you. See things change in your family, finances, health, and relationships. Use your authority in Jesus' name. You have authority in this world. Learn how to use it. Order Your Authority in Jesus package on CD with accompanying study guide for only $25.99 and enjoy a special savings of 25%. Simply log on to kcm.org/TV special and request your package today. Discover the power available to you to live every moment in authority and in freedom from the curse of the law. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
I want you to get these materials because your words have creative power. You need to know that. You need to begin to use His Word on purpose. You declare it and establish His kingdom here on the earth. Why? Because you don't have to just put up with whatever this world throws at you. No, you speak the name of Jesus. You use the authority that God's given you, and then you change the world around you. And this, if you know Brother Copeland, is something that he knows, he understands, he lives it. I've seen him live it. Many of you have as well. If you want to know how he did it, you want to know how anybody does this, you need to get these materials, study it, get it into your life. It's going to encourage your faith, and it's going to put victory on your mind. Amen? So be sure to order your package today. Go to kcm.org. Hey, there are several great meetings coming up in September. First, we've got the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. That's with Brother Copeland, September 5th and 6th, and it's always a powerful meeting in Venezuela. Then we've got the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter. That's with Brother and Sister Copeland, September 12th and 13th, and it's at the New York Marriott Marquis. The Word Explosion Conference then is coming up with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, September 25th through the 27th in Columbia, South Carolina. So you do not want to miss these opportunities, because that's what they are, opportunities to come get in the Word of God. The victory of Christ Jesus is going to fill you up on the inside, and that's when you start to see things change on the outside. Amen? So for more information about these meetings, go to kcm.org. Now, don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Brother Copeland is going to be sharing about the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, this is good. You need to get this. Whatever things you're facing right now, you face it with the name of Jesus. Find out what the Bible tells you to do. And when you find that out, do it. Find out what the Bible tells you to say. And when you find out what it is, say that. Do those things. Say those things in Jesus' name. Be like Jesus. Don't say anything until you hear your Father say it. Don't say anything unless you see it in the Word. Don't do anything unless you see it in the Word. Don't do anything until you see your Father do it. This was Jesus. This was how He lived. This was how He ministered. And this is how He got results. If you live this way, if you and I will minister this way, we'll see the same results He did. This is His process of faith. If you missed any of these broadcasts this week, go to kcm.org. You can download them absolutely free. Get charged up, get fired up, and join us again. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me any more, or you any more, or me any less, or you any less. And there ain't nothing you can do to make Him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter, September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.
You and I are on a collision course with kindness, and we're going to find out what happens when kindness has been written on our heart and His kindness to us overflows out of us. It will unlock the grace and the favor of God in your life. You don't want to miss this. Join me.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.